Welcome to another small batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's podcast about what we are watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Stephen Thompson, writer and editor with NPR Music, and I'm joined here by Petra Mayer.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Petra. Petra, tell the nice people what you do at NPR.
I am an editor at NPR Books, specializing in genre fiction and all things nerd.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that.
It is funny.
Because I have a topic for you.
What is that topic, Stephen?
You might know about the news story that recently crossed the transom about a writer by the name of Anna Todd.
Yes. Yes, I do. She's a writer of fan fiction devoted to the band One Direction.
Right. And she has published through a self-publishing service.
Right.
What's it called again?
Wattpad.
Wattpad. A 2,500-page One Direction themed tome.
She has been writing this for a while via Wattpad, and she was one of the most popular writers on Wattpad, and the people at Wattpad went to Simon & Schuster and said, hey, there's this story that's on our site that's getting huge attention. How about you guys publish it? And so that's what's happened. Anna Todd has a publishing deal now with Gallery, an imprint of Simon & Schuster, for this fic, which is called After. The first volume is out right now, and I think the next three or four are coming out in quick succession through February.
Right. They're rolling them out like a month at a time. And
yeah.
I believe they're breaking this gigantic however many pages. So, yeah, and it's reputed to be a six-figure deal. That could be $100,001. It could be $999,999. But it's a fairly lucrative deal for somebody who does not have a background as a published writer.
Right. She was not a published author. She'd never really written fanfic or much of anything before she started doing this. So it is a pretty big deal for somebody who's very much a beginner in the field.
What does this mean for fanfiction?
It turns out to be a sort of deep philosophical question.
Hit it.
As with everything in life, fan fiction is a vast spectrum. It is a big mm-hmm. tent. There is everything.
Sort of like blogging.
Blogging, right. So, you know, fan fiction's been around forever. There are a million different sites that run it. Wattpad, where this story got its start, skews very young. Mm-hmm. It tends to focus on stories about boy bands, like
right.
One Direction. And that's what sells. When you think about fan fiction, you sort of think about Slash, which is like... Mm-hmm. Slash fiction is about any two characters, usually male, in your favorite cultural property getting it
sure.
on. It comes from Kirk slash Spock, which
gotcha.
Is one of the original pairings in slash fic. So these kinds of things do well on other sites. The One Direction fic that's on Wattpad is what we call more of, it's called a real person fic or an alternate universe. It's not about the members of One Direction being romantically involved with each other. It's about a character very much like the author who goes to college and suddenly there are these four guys there and they have the same names as the band members
right.
of One
just
Direction.
Happened to. So you can paint the picture in your head.
So, if I had to draw any generalizations about this, I'd say what it means for fanfic is the kinds of fic that are going to sell, that mm-hmm. are going to get picked up, that are really, really popular, are these kinds of Twilight, 50 Shades of Grey kind of author insert real person stories, romance stories.
Well, and that's what 50 Shades of Grey is basically started as Twilight.
It did. It was originally a Twilight fic called Master of the Universe.
Gotcha. Now, I hear that 50 Shades of Grey sold a few copies.
Oh, a few.
Is everybody looking for the next Twilight in the world of fan fiction? Do you think there are literary scouts trolling fan fiction sites looking for the next 50 Shades of Grey?
I can't say for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if that was happening. I mean, what happened with After was Wattpad, the site itself.
They just said this
has
gotten
a
billion
hits.
Right. You know, you should.
And Wattpad is also unusual. Most fanfics sites are nonprofit. They're like Archive of Our Own or Teaspoon or Leaky Cauldron. Those are all fanfic sites. They tend to be sort of owned and operated by the fans themselves. Wattpad is actually a commercial company. So they looked at this and said, hey, we might have the next 50 Shades of Grey on our hands. Mm-hmm. Let's make some money off it.
Do you have favorite fanfiction writers?
Hell yeah.
Are there places, people looking to delve into this world, where should they go? Where are the best places to find it?
Everybody's tastes are different, so I can't sort of really tell you here's a good place to go for fan fiction. The story that I tell people to go read when I'm trying to convince people that fan fiction is a worthy thing that you can spend your time on is called Just Impediment by an author named Doyle. It's available on Teaspoon, the Doctor Who fanfic site, and it is an incredibly well done Doctor Who Blackadder crossover where the author just nails all the voices so well that this could be a lost episode. It's It's fantastic.
Wow.
It's interesting, the thing about fan fiction that I'm learning more and more as I am reporting the story and kind of diving into it is that it's so collaborative. There's been a lot of fuss made recently about kind of how MFA programs and workshops are really elitist. And I think actually, like, fanfic is taking that process to the people, because people are writing stories about whatever they want with no gatekeepers, and they're interacting, they're essentially workshopping these things with their fans as they go, taking suggestions, offering incentives, interacting with their communities online, and that shapes the way these stories are told. So there's kind of something really interesting going on here, I think.
Well, yeah, and it's the democratization of writing, just the way you have the democratization of music, you know, through all the many, many ways that it's become easier to make and distribute music.
You can also draw a parallel in that there are fan fiction authors who got their start doing fan fiction who now have gone on to mainstream success. Cassandra Clare, who wrote the Mortal Instruments series, which was just turned into a movie, she started writing Harry Potter fic. Naomi Novik, my own personal literary girl crush, who writes the Temeraire series, which is basically the Napoleonic Wars with Dragons. If you haven't read them, go read them. They're fantastic, because I have to get a book recommendation in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
She said that the genesis of that series was that she was writing Patrick O'Brien fan fiction, you know?
Well, yeah, the way you get better as a writer is to write. A lot of people are looking for that outlet. It seems like a great outlet for people looking to hone their chops.
Yeah, it's a great way to be in conversation with a story or a property that you really like. Because most of fan fiction, okay, yeah, there's porn, yeah, there's slash, but a lot of it is people saying, what happened in that gap between episode 2 and 3? What's the backstory of that character that we see in one scene? What are they, you know, people are filling in gaps or arguing with story choices. You know, in Doctor Who fanfic a lot, there are a million and one Donna Noble fix-it fanfics because she, at the end of season 4, which was, by the way, 6 years ago, she got her memory wiped. And it was terrible. And it was the worst thing ever that could happen to my favorite character on that show. And so there are a million and one stories out there where people have said, this stinks. I'm going to rewrite it. I love that impulse. It's one of the great pleasures of reading fanfic.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You can find a link to Petra Mayer's story at npr.org/monkeysee. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or from your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thank you, Petra.
You are welcome, Stephen.